nowhere to go. The pasuk in Megillas Esther that we read a few days ago, referring to Haman and his agenda, the pasuk says Haman wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, and he drew lots, l'humam u'la'abdam. And I saw the pshat of the Maharal in his parish on Megillas Esther that explains, what does l'humam mean? L'humam u'la'abdam. So the Maharal says, l'abdam, of course, means to destroy Klal Yisrael. L'humam is to create a sense of panic. And the pasuk emphasizes, he pil pur hu ha-goro l'humam u'la'abdam. In other words, the Goro was drawn in Nisan, as we know. The Gzeira was an Adar. So what was Haman's agenda? Not just to destroy Klal Yisrael, Rachman al-Islan, and Adar. He wanted Klal Yisrael to experience all those many months, experiences of pachad, of panic, l'humam u'la'abdam. That's what the Maral says. We say in Hoshanis, one of the Hoshanis, Hoshana nefesh mi behola. In other words, what we need for ourselves right now is menuchas hanefesh, to the extent that we can allow ourselves to feel some kind of an anchor, some kind of a structure, and not allow ourselves to fall apart. That's part of our avoda. Now, let's talk about the nishmartim l'nafsheisechem. Obviously, the basic ideas of hygiene, washing our hands, separating ourselves physically from being close proximity to others, you know, social distancing, recognize this is an avoda. This is a mitzvah of the Torah. V'nishmartem l'nafshoseichem. No one should make light of this mitzvah. There's a comment of the Be'er HaGola in Shulchan Aruch. The Be'er HaGola was an ancestor of the Gra. The Gra, really, in his Be'er HaGra, he was doing what his great-great-great-grandfather had done in Be'er HaGola, which is to mitzayin mekoros for what's in Shulchan Aruch. And he was a Rav in Vilna, Rav Moshe Rafkis was his name. So if you look at a Shulchan Aruch at the very end of Chosha Mishpah, occasionally he doesn't just give a Mar Mokom, he elaborates on an idea. Mamish, the last piece in Chosha Mishpat, which is the siman that discusses Micah and avoiding sarkanas nefashos. So this is a Mar Mokum that Rav Eli Budni, my Rebbe, mentioned in a Sicha of Chizot the other night. It's incredible Mar Mokum. He writes as follows, the very last piece of Chosha Mishpat. He writes, why does the Torah warn us about Shmiras HaNefesh? Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'chazdo lehetiv l'nivroim. Hashem wanted to have everyone have a good life and to have us experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to give them reward for our efforts. One who does something to endanger themselves, ki'ilu mo'es b'ratzon boro, is considered rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will, le'eino rotza lo b'avodaso v'lo b'matan scharo. It's as if a person would be saying, I'm not interested in working and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu and getting reward. That itself is a zilzo in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I found that Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Oldenburg, in Chelek Avav, Simin Lanetes, he quotes this comment as well of the Be'er HaGola, and he says it's really a Rambam. In Hilchos Deos, Perek Dalid, where the Rambam writes in the beginning of the Perek, having a healthy body is called midarkei Hashem. A person cannot understand anything about a Kaddish Baruch Hu in a state of being ill. Therefore, says the Rambam, tzarech leharchik adam atzmo midvarm hama'adim es haguf. A person should avoid anything that can be destructive to the body and to only conduct himself in a manner that will restore and maintain a person's health. So what do we see? That when we take action and we take precautions that will enhance and do what we could to preserve our health, we are doing a mitzvah gedola. And the same way, for example, going to shul when we daven in a minyan is a mitzvah. When we never have to daven ourselves because of the sakana possibly involved with gathering together, we should recognize that is a mitzvah in its own right, which we get schar for. That's, I think, a very important nekuda. I want to add something further. Okay, so we get schar, so to speak, for davening alone. We get schar for unfortunately learning not with a chavrusa in front of us, not in the Beis Medrash, because this is what we have to do. But there's something more. The schar that we get is not just general schar for the fact that we're doing a mitzvah b'nishmartem. But recognize the following. The Gemara tells us that a person who wants to do a mitzvah and unfortunately is nenas, they're not able to do the mitzvah, says the Gemara, Mala olav hakasuv ki'ilu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers if the person would have done it. There's a concept in Hashkaf and Halach of ki'ilu. Ki'ilu means not just that you get some external schar. You get the schar of that very thing to the extent that we long for the opportunity to daven b'tzibur, for the opportunity to learn together in one base medrash, and unfortunately we're held back from it. The very desire that we have can ensure that Kadosh Baruch Hu counts it ki'ilu. Ki'ilu is a madrega, that we would as if we would have done it. Bamedvar mamurim, of course, if we really feel that way. I mean, unfortunately, there are probably people who are almost, you could say, relieved subconsciously. Wow, you know, I don't have to get up for minyan. I don't have to come at this time. I can wake up. That's not the perspective. We need to feel how much we miss that opportunity. And therefore, even though we can't do it, but we long for it. We want it. And that gives us the schar ki'ilu, like we have in the Shama Parmes Faseinu, the concept as well, when we recite the tefillos of Karbanos, of tefillos Musaf, there's a notion of ki'ilu. It's as if we would be ourselves offering the karban. So that's an important connection as well that we should know. That which we miss and that we long for and we can't do, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu values that experience and that inner emotion and that longing as if we would actually have it. The importance ourselves of being koveya, let's talk about Torah, avodah gemilas chasadim in a practical way. We talk about having an anchor and a kviyus and a structure. So again, Torah, what we're trying to do right now, Baruch Hashem, as a shiur and so many of the other shiurim, to create a misgeras, a framework that we can learn together and we can talk to each other in this way through the internet. And I was thinking, you know, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you might say, was makdin refuah lemaka, so to speak. Can you imagine, let's say 20 years ago or more, if such a thing would have occurred in the world, and how much harder it would be for everybody in a situation where there wasn't an internet to be used, at least to create the connections that we have today. So there's telephone, of course, but it's not the same. At least the fact that the world has these opportunities now that we're all, you know, in a certain sense isolated, but we can at least connect with each other. So let's create a kavias as we are in terms of the times for Shir, and as far as Seder is concerned, everyone should try to the extent that they could to be koveya the times, to learn with the chavrusa over the internet. We should try to find the proper place for learning in whatever place we are, in our homes, in a special room, to create a sense that this space is sacred, this space is miyuchet for our learning, for avodas Hashem. What is true about Torah is true about tefillah as well. We should try to find a makom kavua, even though we're not davening in shul, we should daven in a place that we feel is miyuchet in our own way for tefillah, to have the kavana that we can have. It's important that we daven for, of course, whatever we daven for every day, but especially in a time like this. Eis Tzara has a special status when it comes to tefillah. We all know Machlokes, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether tefillah on a daily basis is a midoraisa or a midorabanan. The Rambam holds as a mitzvah midoraisa to pray once a day, and the Ramban holds that no, there's no mitzvah midoraisa every day. However, the Ramban says, the Eis Tzara, there's a mitzvah to daven midoraisa, like the pasuk in Baloscha, v'chisavo mulchama ba'artzachem ha'arayosa b'chatzotzos. Obviously, therefore, today, in our time, there's a mitzvah for all of us to daven on a doraisa level. What do we daven for? We have to daven, of course, for those who are sick, unfortunately, for the cholim, and that's, of course, part of our avoda as well. But we should also daven that we should stay safe, we should stay healthy. The Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Bey says, "La'olam yivakesh adam rachamim shelo yechele." A person should daven that they should not get ill. Im yechele omim lo habischus v'yipater. That if a person unfortunately is sick, it requires more merits, more schusim to be saved. And therefore, the better tefillah you could say is to daven that we shouldn't get sick. And this is true for ourselves, true for our families, true for our friends, and so on. So this should be obviously part of the integrated within the tefillah. How do we apply this practically in tefillah? So obviously there are certain times of tefillah, certain places where we can have special kavana. Obviously in brachas of refa'enu, when it comes to davening for people who are sick, and there are a list that's available of people. We have, many of us know people who are sick, or know people like that. We should certainly have them in mind. There's brachas of kashkiveinu that we say at night before Shemoneh Esrei, where we talk about removing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu removed tzara v'yagon v'nacha, and so on. We have Yehi Ratzon in davening after the Birchas HaShachar. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us from Pegara. There are various times, and I'm sure you'll find other examples of this, when you look at the words and you think of what you're saying, there are clearly words that can connect to the specific matzav that we're in. In addition, I've heard that some of the Ramim in the Gush and Eretz Yisrael have recommended adding in Shema Koleinu a paragraph of Avinu Malkeinu that we have in our Rosh Hashanah davening when we have Chazaras HaShatz, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So just before Birchas Kohanim is Avinu Malkeinu, where we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu Zecharach Hamecha Uchvosh Kascha, when there's a Midas Adin, Kadosh Baruch Hu should use the Midas Arachamim, overpower the Midas Adin, and among other things, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remove Mageifa, Pegara, V'chol Machala, V'chol Takala, V'chol Ketata. Of course, that's appropriate if one wants to add that tefillah in Shema Koleinu as recommended. I saw one version was to add at the end, Me'al Kol Bnei V'Yisrecha, or Me'al Kol Ha'olam. We're not just davening for our fellow Jews, that's obviously our first priority, but perhaps also by extension the rest of the world. Rabbi Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos, in the Perek on that one should daven for the welfare of the entire world. So one wants to add that as well. It's certainly appropriate. So that's a specific tefillah that one can say. There are other tefillahs as well that are considered skulos of sorts. Rabbi Kiv Eger has a letter that's printed in Chidushim in Adarim. It was a letter that he wrote at a time of a Magefa, where he references in other Sfarim as well the importance of a tefillah pita maktores. Ktores is known to be otzer magefa. It has a special power, as we know in the Torah, Parshas Korach. And so too, the recitation of ktores, the ki'ilu of the ktores, has a koach. So one should perhaps say in kelokeinu with pita maktores slowly, morning and evening, as part of an additional tefillah for this time. There's also a couple of psukim that are sometimes mentioned after Pita Maktores. We also have them in our davening at Karbanos and also in the Hodu and at Golat Zion. There are three psukim that are considered misugo as well. Those are the psukim Hashem Tzvakos Imanu Misgavlanu and the pasuk Hashem Tzvakos Ashriya the Bateach Bach and Hashem Moshiya Melch Yaninu B'Yom Kareinu. There's a special Mizmor Tehillim that's known as Shir Shel Pagoyim. The Gemara Shavuos Daf Tezvav refers to it as Shir Shel Pagoyim. It's called Yoshe B'Seser Mizmor Tzadi Aleph, which I think is a very powerful tefillah for Shmira and for Bitachon. And if one is able to say that, it's certainly a chizuk. There's a big inyan in Me'a Brachos. Me'a Brachos is a Gemara at the end of Mesachta Brachos and also Menachos that it's attributed really to David HaMelech, even to Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's an idea of reciting Me'a Brachos b'chol yom. The Mishnah Berurah makes a cheshbon how that works out. There are different shittas and rishonim about it, but the Gemara tells us, and the Midrashim tell us, that David HaMelech instituted it when there was a magefa at the end of Sefer Shmuel, and there's a koach. There were people dying, 100 people dying a day, and he was misakin Me'a Brachos. The more that we say brachos with kavana, the more that we're aware of what we're saying is also part of a skula for times like this. I think we can focus on gemilas chasadim as well. Torah avoda gemilas chasadim, the importance of being no say ba'ol im chavero. We're going to be at home for a while. Obviously, we don't know how long. Probably weeks and maybe months. And there are people in the house that wouldn't necessarily always get our attention. Our parents, Kibbut Ava'im is an incredible mitzvah. We're not always home to be able to be sensitive to their needs, to be sensitive to our parents, to our siblings, and also to reach out to friends who may be struggling, who need chizuk, who are in quarantine or quasi-quarantine. I think it's important to take opportunities to do chesed, to reach out to people, especially those who nebuch are suffering, who are ill. That's a tremendous chus as well for us. Generally, we should mechazik in midos tovos. I thought I saw brought in the name of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky to try to be danu kavschus and to have a midas hanava, to speak less lashon hara, something always to be sensitive to. And of course, at times like this. And the last thing I would just leave everyone with, again, this is all based on my own thoughts, is to appreciate the daily gifts that we have. Some ways we take things for granted when we go through a routine that we're used to. And now it's a time to pause and recognize, like everyone in their own way, what are you grateful for right now, today? And every day that we wake up, to acknowledge for ourselves, Baruch Hashem, that I'm healthy. Not everybody is healthy. There are people, you know, young people, older people, unfortunately are succumbing to this illness. Hopefully they'll get a refuah shlema, but obviously it's a struggle. And in so many ways, people struggle in all kinds of ways. And those things that we take for granted should not be taken for granted. Just to be makir tov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the things in our life that we're blessed with, and not to take it for granted is also very important midah that I think all of us can grow with, and to help us feel stronger and anchored and with appropriate chizuk. So I think this is all food for thought. Again, I speak to myself, and I'm letting all of you, I literally can say right now that I'm speaking to myself because I'm in the room by myself. So that famous idea, I think, is certainly apropos right now. But if anyone ends up hearing me and it can help for everybody else, I hope that it can. If Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the proper shmira and give us the opportunity to have the chizuk and to come together and to create a kviyus, if Hashem, we'll start here in a couple of minutes. Okay.